This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you, my friends. Happy Thursday to you. Thanks for taking 15 or 14 and a half minutes of your Thursday to join me as we together worship Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We worship Him through studying His Word, and we worship Him through doing what He says. I thank you for taking the time to be with me here. You are in tune to WGOD Radio. You are going to hear the last part of the sermon, my Christmas sermon I just preached on Christmas morning. It's looking at the Magi. We're looking at these three. We're looking at these wise men that came from the East. Wise men, the Greek word is Magi. You know, there's other places in the Bible where these Magi appear, and that is in the book of Daniel. When you go in and look at Daniel chapter 2, when Daniel interpreted the king's dream, there were Magi there, and the Magi were being slaughtered by the king because they couldn't interpret the dream, but Daniel did. And ever since that day, ever since the day of taking the proverbial thorn out of the lion's paw, there was a relationship established between Daniel and the Magi. And it goes all the way back to there for why these guys were looking for this star, because they understood a prophecy that Daniel gave in chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. That's the backdrop to this message. If you'd like it in its entirety, you can go to WGODradio.com, click on the link that says Prior Broadcasts, look for Worship, the Reason for Christmas. Here's the last part of this message now.
And that is the type of people he's looking for when he comes back, is those that are like a child looking for him. He's coming again a second time. That's got nothing to do with sin. To all those that are looking for him. Is that you? Are you looking for his return? He's coming again to those who eagerly look for him because of who he is, our Savior and Redeemer. To those who eagerly look for him because he's going to put a stop to all the evil and injustice in the world. Eagerly look for him because he's going to transform this lowly body into a glorious body, an eternal body that won't be subject to sin any longer or death. Eagerly look for him because, believe me, your best life is yet to come. You haven't lived it yet. You and I are pilgrims in this world, just passing through. We're reading things 2,000 years old. We're going to live 40, 50, 60, 70, or 80 years. Eagerly look for him because that's who he's coming back for the second time. Now, I want you to see the ultimate reason why these wise men are looking for the Savior. Back to Matthew again, chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came Magi from the east, saying, "Where is he that was born the King of the Jews?" Can't you picture it now, knowing everything that you know? All right, where is he? I've been studying this book nigh on 500 years. My father, grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather all told me the Messiah was coming. 483 years after Artaxerxes sent Nehemiah back to rebuild the wall. But that was a prophecy of when he was going to die. But these guys were smart enough to be looking for him 100 years before, 50 years before. Thank God, 33 and a half years, they were still looking for him. And they seen a star. And they come into town saying, all right. And what did they come in looking to do? Where is he, born king of the Jews? We have seen a star and we have come to what? Worship. Worship. That's what they came to town for. We have come this great. Now, do you know how far these guys travel? Do you know how far it is? Ask Siri or Google how far Babylon is to Jerusalem. That's like you guys here riding a car from India to come here to worship, when people around the corner won't come here to worship. And they go one block. And you guys will go 1,000 miles. That's who he's coming back for. Those that'll go 1,000 miles to come and worship. And some people will say they're believers and they live right back here and they won't even come to church 10 feet. Those are the ones that are going to miss his return. And he's coming back a second time apart from sin to everyone that's looking for him. Is that you? We've seen a star. Again, these unbelievers traveled 500 miles to worship the newborn king. And I said, there's people here. We had 10 people in here last night. And this is Island Community Church. It's built in a community of homes. Once a year, you know, there's an old saying in this country, United States. You know what it is? It's familiarity breeds contempt. Ask him later what that means. Now, when Herod heard these things, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where the Christ was going to be born. And they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And now, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come forth a ruler that will rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired in them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me so that I can go and worship him too. In a pig's eye. This was an evil king who wanted to kill him, not worship. People in foreign countries travel for hundreds of miles to attend church, right where these gentlemen are from. They walk around with scraps of paper like that got Bible verses on them. And they go from church to church. And when they're done with this scrap, they exchange it for another scrap. Because that's all they have. Scraps. And they go around town exchanging things like this. Because these people are hungry for the word of God. And that's the type of people he's coming back for a second time. Not my words. Those are his words. He's coming back a second time to all those who eagerly await his return. So here in his text today, there's two types of people who talk about worship. The wise men, the magi, who truly are wise and would walk, again, there's another American saying, I'd walk a 6,000 miles for a camel. Here they walk 500 miles to see the Savior. Or there's the shrewd man in Jerusalem, King Herod, the so-called great, as he was known by. He's not too great in hell today. He was great for his 50 years until worms ate him. And now he's not that great anymore. But you can be called great when you leave here today if you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you too will be like these magi and will travel over great distances. Again, there's two types of people that talk about worship. The magi who will travel 500 miles to worship the Savior, or the shrewd man of Jerusalem, King Herod, who wants to know where the newborn king was so that he could worship him too. So I encourage you today, this Christmas, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Let us worship Christ, the newborn king. We're going to leave singing off one more song, but I want you to know I'm here after this service. If you're uncertain, if you want to know more about Jesus, stick around here after the service and come talk to me, and I'd be glad to answer any questions you might have. Here on this Christmas day, we're going to close out our service and sing one last song here this morning. But please, let me encourage you to be certain of your salvation. And if you want to know more about Jesus, ask me here before you walk out these doors here today and go back into the world here today. You too can be certain that your name is in the book of life. You can have your sins washed away, obliterated. This is why I got this gavel for. This gavel is a picture of what God does to your sins when you believe in him. When you receive, you see, God's like a judge. And he's got this great big gavel. And for all those who confess Jesus Christ and receive him, the Bible says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you can say that Jesus Christ is Lord and he's my Lord, God will get out this proverbial, almost broke it, gavel, and slam this thing down and say over you these two words you've longed to hear your whole life: not guilty. Not guilty. And spend eternity with him. And all it's required of you is to believe and receive. Let's stand and sing one last song here this Christmas.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.